Hey, Arizona Guy Fieri here from Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives on the Food Network. I hope you'll be listening to On the Menu Live with the Madman, Matt Russell, on AM 1330, The Jolt.
Welcome to On the Menu Live, dishing out the latest buzz on the local restaurant and entertainment scene. And now, to help you get ready for the weekend in style, here's your host, Matt Russell.
And welcome back to another exciting and adventure-filled edition of On the Menu Live. This is Tucson's gastronomical gabber, Matt Russell, coming at you live. I have to laugh at myself. Tucson's gastronomical gabber is my new nickname, penned by the Arizona Daily Star. For all of our fans across the Southwest and across the country, in fact, that read the Arizona Daily Star, they did a great feature story on the Menu Live on this radio show on the 16th of this month, and I'm now officially called Tucson's gastronomical gabber. So I've got Guy Fieri from the Food Network calling me Madman, and the gastronomical gabber from the Arizona Daily Star. I'm suffering from a bit of ID crisis, but nonetheless, I am here back after nearly two weeks away, where my wife and I joined a bunch of family members for nearly 12 days, actually, in and around Alaska. Had the opportunity to do some zip lining through the Ketchikan rainforest, which was a treat. I would think I was a little bit more nervous than my 10-year-old daughter, who led the way, but it was exciting nonetheless. We all got a chance to drive a dog sled across the Denver Glacier right outside of Skagway, Alaska, and then the family took a walking trail and a bus ride through the Denali National Forest. What a treat that was. The fact that I was dog sledding on a glacier just 4 days ago, freezing my you-know-what off, and here I am back in the desert Southwest to searing heat of 112. I wish I could say that it's great to be back, but it's great to be back. Anyway, my good friend John Rogers kept my seat warm for me while I was gone, so many, many thanks. A round of applause to John Rogers from Wines Without the Mystery for hosting for me while I was gone. You know, all of our listeners know of John and Wines Without the Mystery and all of the good service and products that he provides across Southern Arizona. So, John, my hat's off to you. Incidentally, I do want to remind our listeners that the second stop on the Wines Without the Mystery Tucson restaurant tour is set for Sunday, August the 9th from 4 to 6 p.m. at Barrio Grill, which, of course, is downtown Tucson, located at 135 South 6th Avenue. What you want to do is call Barrio Grill at 629-0191. That's 629-0191 to make your reservations for this great event. The fee is only $44 for a six-wine, six-food extravaganza. $44, which includes tax, for a six-course wine dinner. Prepaid reservations are required to reserve your seats. Now, listen up, folks. The menu for the wine and food pairing is one that just cannot be beat. Pear and brie quesadilla with a charred habanero tomatillo salsa with a great bubbles that John has paired up with it. Seared sea scallop and vine ripened tomato in a radicchio cup and a pool of goat cheese. This is romantic, with another wine paired up with that. A 2007 Senorio de Saria dry rosé with the grilled Jamaican jerk dusted black tiger shrimp with a papaya mojito relish. John Rogers, stop! Of course, a watermelon sorbet will cleanse the palate, and then they bring out the dry, barbecue, dusted pan, seared, free-range venison on voodoo shoestrings. Mark, do you have any idea what a voodoo shoestring is?
It sounds delicious. If it's anything like shoestring potatoes, you know.
Oh, yeah. So I'm going to have to ask John what's up his sleeve with the voodoo shoestring, and followed by a mesquite-grilled beef tenderloin finished with a vinegar demi-glace, and then a mystery muscat with creme brulee and chocolate creme anglaise. So you join our good friends over at the Barrio Grill and John Rogers from Wines Without the Mystery on Sunday, August 9th, for this one-of-a-kind wine dinner. Again, call Barrio Grill to make your reservations, 629-0191. Well, Mark, as you know, summertime in Tucson can be a challenging time for many in the restaurant and hospitality industry, but one restaurant here in Tucson seems to have found a way to keep their dining room at near capacity levels. I was there recently, and I want you to take a listen to this week's Man on the Street segment. We're here live at Surreal Restaurant here on a hot Tucson Saturday night, and we are here with one of the Tucson landmarks, one of the icons in the business in Tucson. Dean Greenberg is here at Surreal Restaurant up on the hill at Skyline and Campbell. And Dean, welcome to On the Menu Live.
Good to see you.
Well, listen, you know, here we are in July in Tucson, and as everybody knows, this is no surprise.
It's a tough business to be a restaurateur in the summertime in Tucson. It hit 111 degrees today. I came in with a party of four tonight, and we came in to a jam-packed restaurant in July in Tucson. Dean, what is your secret?
You know, it's pretty funny about this. You know, everyone thinks that the summertime it goes down, and it does because you don't have the winter visitors. But I was driving around the other day, and I'm saying, you know what? There's a lot of cars here. There's a lot of people. You need to go out and make sure that these people come to your restaurant. How do you do that? Best quality, best service, best location, and the people will come.
So service, quality, and location, that's a grand slam home run as far as Surreal is considered.
Well, we have a location here that nobody else can have. We have the City Views. We're up on the hill. Obviously, every time I do something, I'm going to do it first class. We gutted this whole place, redid it, and brought something fun to Tucson. You have to go over the line a little bit. You have to take a little risk and say, you know what, I believe in this. People want this. The people in Tucson are no longer just, you know, old folks or people that don't want to do things. The people in Tucson today are people that have come from big cities and they want to experience something different. And when you go out on the limb and you do it right, everything from the seating to the decor, to the chefs, to the food, and demand excellence, you're going to have a success.
And I think you're going to find that also as well at Shlomo and Vito's and some of your other locations across the country. Now, I'm here at the table, and I just sort of interrupted this great party that's going on here, so you'll excuse me. But I'm here next to a man who told me that he came down from Phoenix just to have dinner here. Your name, sir?
My name is Howard Pitlock. I'm here with my wife, Elizabeth, and we came down from Phoenix because we heard about this place, and we're always into new food and interesting food, and Phoenix doesn't really have a lot of new interesting places anymore. It's all the same stuff. It was very easy to get here, and I am really glad I came.
So there's got to be 5 million people in Maricopa County, I would imagine.
Right.
That's right. So you know, you have your pick of the litter. You have everything you want in terms of culinary experiences in Maricopa County. You're going to get in a car and drive 2 hours south, and what's your experience?
You know what? It was a beautiful drive. We came into town, the monsoon hit, we saw the fabulous lightning and the rain, of which we've had zero in Phoenix. It's about 120 today. We came here, the food is great, the views are great. It's, comparatively speaking, it's cool. And we've had a wonderful time, and the food is just amazing. We can't get this in Phoenix.
Yeah, I tell you what, and no one has a better host than Dean Greenberg. It looks like you're having the Latin American or the mixed grill. I know we had one of each at our table, and you can't get this kind of food anywhere else. And you take a look around this place is packed. The full service bar is one of the hallmark bars in this community. I think you have some of the finest, you know, traditional Brazilian rum drinks, all of the mojitos you can imagine, all of these wonderful margaritas you can imagine.
They got mojitos here?
They have.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Where's our server? Right. So anyway, I want to remind everybody that Surreal is right up on the hill on Skyline and Campbell. I'm going to work my way around here to talk. Now, are you visiting here from Phoenix as well?
I am. I'm originally from Puerto Rico, and I have to say that this is a very different, unique, and exotic menu. To see food from different countries in Latin America. It's not just Brazil, Peruvian, Argentinian, the seafood, as well as the salads. And the wine selection is really outstanding.
So you're
wines from Chile, from Argentina, Italy, beautiful. It is a beautiful culinary experience. He's really brought the Latin American feel to this establishment. We've really had a great time.
That's great. So you're originally from Puerto Rico, so your expectations are probably fairly high. You've got this standard that Dean has to meet, so you think he's paid off pretty well.
I think he's gotten the Latin flavor, and that's what I was looking for. In addition to the contemporary, beautiful decor of this restaurant, I'm really very impressed.
That's right. And the question is Dean going to do some dancing tonight? That's what Tucson wants to know.
Dean is a fabulous dancer. I'm going to get him out on the dance floor. We're going to dance merengue, cha-cha-cha, mambo. He'll burn up the floor.
All right. You know, you haven't lived until you've seen Dean Greenberg do the merengue. I'm ready, and we're going to be here watching that here tonight. We're going to be reporting on that next week. Anyway, it's Matt Russell here on The Menu Live from Surreal.
Well, what great fun that was. And again, to walk into a place on a Saturday night in Tucson and the place was jam-packed was such a treat. So my hat's off to Dean Greenberg and his great team over there at Surreal. We had a wonderful, wonderful night there. And yes, he does cut a mean rug. I'm here to say Dean did a great job. Well, listen, this just in from the Arizona Daily Star. The results are in for the top margarita in Tucson, according to readers of Caliente. Of course, the every Thursday weekly food and entertainment supplement to the Arizona Daily Star, and the place that received the most comments on where to find the tastiest margarita in town is Casa Molina. Yeah, round of applause for Casa Molina. And with us now, on the menu live, is the general manager of Casa Molina, Gilberto Molina. Gilberto, welcome to On the Menu Live.
Thank you very much.
Well, all I can say, sir, is congratulations to you and your team for winning such high acclaim from the very discriminating readers of the Arizona Daily Star.
Oh, we're very appreciative of the award, and we're very honored.
Well, I tell you what, sir, this is no surprise to you. The competition is pretty darn fierce here in Southern Arizona. I mean, to serve up a margarita in this part of the country and actually put yourself up for people to write in or to call in or to convey their loyalty to you, that's a bold thing to do. And the competition, as I said, is fierce. I want to know, as all of our listeners do here in Southern Arizona and across the country, Gilberto Molina, what is your secret?
Our secret is the lime juice. That's the big secret for us.
Wow. Profound in its simplicity.
It is very simple, yet so overwhelmingly the main ingredient.
The lime juice. So no pre-mix, no ultra green,
No pre-mix.
Yep.
It's pretty simple and straightforward, and that's what I think makes it a great margarita.
And so you and your family, and I should say that you were the grandson of the founders of Casa Molina.
Yes,
so it's an absolute treat to celebrate your family legacy and to have the family involved after all of these years. So it's a gift to Tucson. So I congratulate you for that. But I'm interested to know, has this recipe for the margarita changed at all since 1947?
Very little. Very little at all. I've been working here at Casa Molina for over 20 years, and I've been around the restaurant as long as I've been alive, and I'm 35. And we've been making them the same way ever since then.
Wow. And so when you talk about it's the lime juice, it's the limes. Now, there are probably as many kinds of limes where you buy your food product as there are brands of tequila. Is there a particular lime or limon or key lime? Or what are you looking for when you're choosing just the right ingredient for these special, special margaritas?
Well, that's a little bit of a secret, but I tell you what, we try to remain consistent in picking the same limes. And it's very, I would say, very resembles key lime.
The key lime. So that's the trick. So you're giving a little bit of the recipe away. Now, I've been going to Casa Molina, loyally since college time, and I'm not going to tell you how long ago that was. But we have enjoyed your margaritas for years, and every time I'm in there, I always ask whoever's behind the bar. Now you gotta play with me a little bit. You gotta tell me what the secret is, and it's got to be more than just lime. You're on the show. This is your chance. Are you ready to disclose the actual recipe held away from the Molina family since 1947?
Well, I'll tell you what. It's a very strict formula.
Oh.
We try to stay to the... we're very, very rigid in how we prepare the margaritas. And actually, my brother-in-laws are two of the bartenders here, and they've been making the margaritas a long time. So they got a lot of practice in following the recipe. And I will tell you one thing. The recipe is, it goes in three parts, and that's about all I'll say.
So even On the Menu Live cannot get you to disclose the secret family recipe. I would imagine...
I'd be more than willing and happy to tell anyone who's willing to come in and try one out what we do to make those margaritas.
So you could go to Casa Molina. I believe you're over there at the Speedway location.
That is correct.
Which is 6226 East Speedway. And I want to remind our listeners.
6225.
6225.
One little number off. But
6225.
Look
for the Matador, an icon here in Tucson.
The Brave Bull.
I would say that your patio there, sir, is one of our favorite patios to spend an evening on. And I have to think that ambiance that you've created at Casa Molina helps to support the experience that people are going to have when they're eating good food and drinking good margaritas at your place.
Yes, I have to say the ambiance, the environment, the architecture of the building is is unique to itself. It's a one-of-a-kind building, that's for sure.
Well, that's great. Well, listen, once again, on behalf of On the Menu Live and all of our listeners, congratulations for a job well done.
Thank you very much.
I encourage everybody to go over to Casa Molina, have one of those margaritas, ask for Gilberto Molina by name.
High octane.
His family will take care of you. Thank you so much. We'll see you around.
Okay, thank you.
You bet. Well, in staying in our tequila mode, we thought we'd check in with our resident sage of spirits, the queen of cocktails, Jessica Nenedick from Alliance Beverage. Jessica, welcome back to On the Menu Live.
Hi, thanks. It's been a while. I've really missed being on the show with you guys.
Wow, and we miss you too. And I have to say, selfishly, I appreciate the fact that you've called in, Jessica, but I like it better when you're actually in the studio here.
We'll have to make a date for it then.
For obvious reasons. We like to do some tastings with you, so we have to use some creative visualization when we're talking about tequila as you talk poetically about what it is about tequila that keeps people in such wonder and such mystery about this agave of the desert. Let me ask you this. You've certainly been to Casa Molina, I'm sure.
Yeah, absolutely.
And are you ranking this margarita as among the community's best?
You know, I think so, and I think that he hit the nail on the head when he talked about the freshness of the lime juice. And, you know, I'm just envisioning sort of the way that margaritas are traditionally made, and I kind of can tell you that his secret ingredient, the three parts, obviously the tequila plays a huge part in that, the quality and the flavor of the tequila. The lime juice as the sour component is amazingly important, but another component that he left out was the sweetness.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if he's using a straightforward triple sec or a liqueur, but to have a balanced margarita, especially with such a great flavorful spirit, you have to have that balance of sour and sweet.
So we don't want our listeners to think they're making a Casa Molina margarita, putting in some tequila and some lime juice and saying, what am I missing?
What's going on here? Why is this not a margarita?
Well, listen, Jessica, why don't you tell our listeners what's new in tequila trends along your journeys?
Well, tequila trends, I think that people are drinking tequila and experimenting with tequila outside of the cocktail, outside of the margarita.
Mm.
Aged tequilas, whether you're talking about a reposado or an añejo or even an extra añejo, an extra aged tequila, are coming into fashion and in popularity, just like a fine scotch or a bourbon or a cognac are, because of the influence that wood aging can have on the neutral spirit. The Blanco, the silver tequila.
So you're suggesting then that tequila, good sort of premium tequilas, can be enjoyed as a sipping spirit?
Of course.
Wow.
And I really recommend, before you even mix that tequila in anything, you taste it. Take a sip and you really experience the flavor of the agave.
And what are we looking for, Jessica, what are our palates expecting when we're out to find the magic of that tequila?
Lots of different things. Well, we can just take the category of a Blanco or a silver tequila. There's no aging at all. Well, some tequilas can age up to 45 days, but relatively very little aging. No mellowness from the wood, no color from the wood. So a very, very clear, almost brilliant color.
Mm.
You look at that tequila. You also want to smell it for the pureness of the agave. You want to smell cleanness. Sometimes it can smell a little spicy or a little fruity. You might pick up a hint of a nose of maybe a grapefruit or a flower in that. But just really experience and make note of what your body is experiencing using your own language.
Making note. Okay, now I need to make note of what my body experiences the next time I drink tequila, Mark. I mean, Jessica has given some very sage advice here.
It's very essential that tequila is uses all of your senses, your sense of taste, the tactile sensation, because it warms you, gives you a little buzz. Nice.
Very nice. And so, Jessica Nenedick from Alliance Beverage, I want you to be the first to clarify this age-old question. And I want you to do it here, and I want you to do it first on the Menu Live.
There seems
to be this notion that a gold tequila, as a rule, is superior to a white tequila, and I don't understand.
It's absolutely false.
Absolutely false, she says.
Yes. I'm not going to talk to the quality of some of the finest tequilas on earth are gold tequilas, but that gold, quote-unquote, tequila, the color comes to that gold it comes to it generally artificially by adding caramel color. What you want to look for in a fine tequila is 100% blue agave, first and foremost. It has to be a true tequila, it has to be 100% blue agave. You want to look for all of the color and flavor and complexity to only come from the wood aging. You don't want any additives. And you want that, obviously you want your tequila to be of good quality to start with by a reputable producer, somebody that you've tasted and really, really trust, or somebody, something like that.
That's great. And I would imagine, and of course you make a living working around this region, you know, talking romantically about the spirits that you represent. And you know, I'm a little bit jealous in what you do for a living, but that's okay. public relations is a great profession and I wouldn't give it up for anything. But I would imagine you say 100% blue agave. I would imagine that all restaurants or most restaurants in Tucson, higher end restaurants, are going to have 100% blue agave tequila in their bar or on their shelf.
Absolutely.
Great.
Absolutely.
And so what are there any particular brands that we should be out there looking for or asking for by name?
You know, one of the best brands out there right now is one that we represent. It's called Partita, and it's actually brought to us by the Partita family. It's from a little town in Jalisco, which is the state of Mexico where tequila comes from. It's a town called Amatitan. And Partita comes to us with Blanco, Reposado, Añejo, and one called Elegante, which is their three-year extra Añejo.
Mm.
Not only do I think it's fantastic, but, you know, it's got a lot of great accolades, Spirit Journal, one of Oprah's favorite things. One year it was in her magazine. It's also got some great, accolades from the Spectator, Wine Spectator, et cetera. So really just find something, try them all. Try them all. You never know what you're going to find in a tequila.
But it's unlikely that you're going to have a bunch of guys bellying up to the bar and doing a beer and a shot, and they're going to ask for this 100% blue agave by name. If they're doing that, they're pretentious and we should avoid them at all costs.
Well, you don't want to shoot this kind of tequila. You want to experience it. You want to experience this kind of tequila.
Well,
it's not a shot.
Well, we're going to keep that in mind. I am intrigued. Now, of course, we've talked about the beauty of sipping tequila, sipping fine and premium tequilas. We've talked a little bit about margaritas, but tequila has manifestations of excellence and quality that go beyond the margarita in terms of some cocktails. Do you have any sort of cool, trendy cocktail recipes that you could share with us as we're deep in summer now? We want things on ice and we want great tastes. What is out there that we should try this weekend?
Exactly. Well, what I want to remind everybody is when we talked about the margarita from Casa Molina, we talked about the balance of sweet and the balance of the lime juice or the sour component. Keep that in mind when you're mixing tequila. Almost always use a Blanco tequila because that really imparts more of the flavor. The Reposado tequila is fine too. It just gives a more mellow flavor to your cocktail. Think outside the condiment tray, if you will. Think fresh berries. Think grapefruit. Think blood orange. Think watermelon. Think all of the fresh juices and components that would be great and refreshing, and add tequila with it.
Oh, we're
it's
dying
all
over
about
here.
Experimenting.
And I'm sure you've done your fair share.
I like mine with pink grapefruit juice. That's it.
Pink
tequila on ice with pink grapefruit juice.
Now, am I gonna get a lot of flack from my buddies for ordering or making a tequila drink that I'm going to pour pink grapefruit juice on, or can
yeah.
I?
You will, but it's okay
because
it's worth it.
Well, listen, we always value your participation on this show, and the wisdom that you bring is such an important part of this show. We look forward to having you back on again and again. Jessica Nenadick from Alliance Beverage has talked to us about tequila. And
thanks, coming guys.
Thanks for coming. Coming up on the other end of the news report, we're going to be talking to owner and chef Doug Levy from Feast. So stick around and listen for a chance to win a gift certificate from his special, special restaurant. We'll be right back.
CNN Radio, I'm Stan Case. The Cambridge police sergeant whose arrest of a prominent black Harvard professor stirred racial controversy calls his White House meeting with Professor Henry Louis Gates Jr. a positive step forward. Jim Crowley says the two bring different perspectives to the table.
I think what you had today was two gentlemen agree to disagree on a particular issue. I don't think that We spent too much time dwelling on the past. We spent a lot of time discussing the future.
President Obama and Vice President Biden provided beer for the meeting. The president calls the discussion friendly and thoughtful. More than 70,000 residents of Bryan, Texas have been ordered to evacuate their homes after a fertilizer warehouse caught fire. The blaze sent thick clouds of toxic smoke into the air. The New York Times reports sluggers Manny Ramirez and David Ortiz were among 104 Major League ballplayers who tested positive for performance-enhancing drugs in 2003. Stocks rallied to nine-month highs. The Dow climbed 83 points. This is CNN Radio. President Obama's approval ratings are trending down. Five national polls released this week show he slipped as the debate over health care reform heated up. CNN polling director Keating Holland says that's to be expected.
Presidents always wind up going down if you compare them to their first initial approval ratings. You know, that's back in the honeymoon. They're fresh. The slide starts at different times for different presidents historically.
NBC, Wall Street Journal, NPR, and Gallup polls put the president's approval rating at 53% compared to 56%. In a Time magazine survey, 58% in the CBS New York Times poll. A federal jury in Virginia returns Friday for more deliberations in the corruption trial of former Louisiana Congressman William Jefferson. He's accused of taking bribes. A heat wave in the Pacific Northwest has claimed its first victim. Officials say record temperatures contributed to the death of a man in his 60s who suffered from heart disease. For news anytime, go to CNN.com. This is CNN Radio.
Hey, aren't you Mr. Opportunity?
That's me. Actually, I'm just here to help. Take this Honda Civic. Not only is it from America's greenest automaker, but it's also the most durable, longest-lasting car in its class.
Really? Hey, mind if I take our picture?
Sure. The 2009 Honda Clearance. It's the only thing from Honda that won't last. I'm Mr. Opportunity, and I'm knocking.
Greenest Automaker Award based on a recent U.S. emissions study by the Union of Concerned Scientists. Durability based on longevity. Longevity based on Earl Polk & Company U.S. Vehicles and Operation Registration Statistics 1988 through 2007 for Civic and competing models.
This year, Discovery Channel's Shark Week puts fear back in the water.
1 minute she was there, the next second she was gone.
And with more attacks, more stories.
It was freaking huge! He came by like a submarine!
And more survivors.
I can still hear that scream.
It'll be over before you know it.
Okay, here it comes! Get ready!
Shark Week. Fear returns. Sunday at 9. It's all new on Discovery.
Over 2,000 fine wines to complement your meal. Experience the very best. You deserve it. This is Bob McMahon. Join me at my place, McMahon's Prime Steakhouse, Swan and Fort Lowell.
The biggest mistake in marketing and public relations is when people talk about what their products and services do, when they really should be talking about how they solve problems for their customers. That's what it takes to earn public trust in you and your organization. At Russell Public Communications, we work with clients all over the country to develop and implement effective PR strategies that earn their public's trust. Whether it's staging national press conferences, developing compelling and creative marketing campaigns, launching new products, or securing valuable media exposure, Russell Public Communications provides a depth of industry knowledge and real-world experience that is second to none. Find out how to put a Madison Avenue twist on your marketing campaign without leaving Tucson. Visit www.russellpublic.com or call us today at 232-9840. That's 232-9840. Russell Public Communications. Creative campaigns that connect, compel, and convert.
The Danish wine sensation Svend Wine has arrived in North America. Whether you're a devoted wine enthusiast or a casual wine drinker, enhance every wine experience with Svend Wine. Relying on European technology, Svend Wine maximizes the potential of every wine by aerating and decanting in one simple step. By circulating your wine through Svend Wine's patented helix, the wine's full potential is instantly realized. From your 1972 Chateau Lafite to your supermarket find, Svend Wine brings every bottle to life. There's no need to agonize over hours of decantation or grow frustrated with messy aerating devices. Simply attach Svend Wine to your bottle and taste the difference. Pick up your Svend Wine at BevMo or online at svendwine.com. That's www.svendwine.com. Svend Wine, think outside the bottle.
Is that
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. I am Matt Russell with Russell Public Communications. Wow, what a great half hour we've had. We learned a lot about tequila. We learned a lot about margaritas. We had a good chance to hear from our good friend Dean Greenberg, who is able to bring people in on a Saturday night in Tucson and fill the place up at Surreal. So thank you again, Dean, for being our host with the most. It is a pleasure here live in the studio. I am staring at the man, the myth, the historical icon in the culinary world in Tucson. I am looking at owner, chef, Doug Levy from Feast is in the house. Welcome, chef.
It's a dubious thing. I don't know.
Chef said dubious, Mark. Yeah. Chef said the word dubious. This guy knows what he's doing. Anyway, it's a pleasure to have you here.
It's a pleasure to be here. Thanks for letting me in.
We had some questions and some concern at the front door, but they said move right in.
After they tackled me.
So we've been fans of Feast for a long time.
And
every time you walk into this place, you just get a sense that you're not going to have the same experience, that it's a new experience every time you walk in this door. You have this, the things that you rely on, the service and the warmth and the way you're greeted and the grace that you experience. But culinarily, you're going to get just a little different taste, a little different touch every time you walk in the door. Tell us a little bit about Feast and a little bit about what your philosophy is on creating a culinary experience that is virtually unmatched across Pima County. The bar is set high, Chef.
Virtually unmatched. Feast opened about 8 years ago with the intention of being kind of a gourmet carryout place. I wanted to open the kind of place that I wanted to eat at on my night off.
Right on.
Which was something that was kind of food driven, but which I could afford to eat at. I was kind of working at all these places that I could never afford to eat at.
Right.
That was how we opened the doors, and we've changed a lot over the course of the last 8 years. We knocked down a wall. We're twice as big. We have a wine bar, and all the bells and whistles. And we're not really we offer our whole menu for takeout. We're not exclusively a takeout place anymore.
And that really, when you got your start, that really was kind of the unique selling proposition of Feast when you compare it to other local, independently owned restaurants, is this is a place where you can get a premium, culinary experience and take it on the go. What inspired the sort of shift or the expansion? I mean, I can guess what the answer is, but what led you to the decision to, expand? I think you probably doubled the size of the place, right?
We did double the size of the place, and it was really because when the space next door opened up and we had the opportunity to take it over, we took a look at what was going on and we realized that we were still a takeout place primarily because people were trying to eat there. And when the eight tables were full, right. They were just taking it home. And we weren't so much a takeout place except for by default anymore. People just wanted to eat there. And so we took the opportunity and added tables and a bar and
you built it and people came.
Yeah, it turns out.
That's great. I just want to remind our listeners that you can call and chat with the chef, Doug Levy from Feast. You can call 529-3508, 529-3508. And in just about 10 or 11 minutes or so, we're going to be doing a trivia question. And the winner of that trivia question, calling in with the right answer, is going to win lunch for two at Feast. So, chef, thank you for making that opportunity available.
It's my pleasure.
Again, 529-3508 to talk to the chef. Chef, what is your culinary philosophy? I mean, I'm taking a look at this menu and I'm seeing things like salad of house smoked trout and sweet corn ravioli and curried egg salad and things that you just don't see at other restaurants across town. How do you begin to prepare? And it's not like you've got a seasonal menu that you use the same thing every quarter. I mean, you're changing this thing monthly. What kind of process do you go through to prepare the menu for a given month?
Well, part of it is just looking at what's available seasonally and what's you can change it seasonally and have something that's appropriate to the entire autumnal season.
Oh, he said autumnal, Mark.
There you go.
He said autumnal.
I
like
and dubious.
The chef. Dubious and autumnal. This guy knows what he's doing.
How do you spell that?
But it gives us a lot more flexibility to be able to change it on a monthly basis so that for something that has a really short season, like in Arizona, to get fresh figs, you're going to get them for a month and a half, maybe. So
right.
why forego putting it on the menu because you need to keep a menu for 3-4 months at a time.
Absolutely. And it keeps you and the entire staff on its toes by constantly coming up with new innovations to respond to a discriminating audience.
Definitely. It keeps us excited. And that's really the philosophy of Feast is if we're excited about the menu, then it's going to show in the food. I've worked at plenty of places where we've made the same dish over and over for year. I've seen dishes on restaurant menus for 20 years before. And not to knock that, people have their favorites and they like them and they want to come back for them. But if the staff isn't excited about it, I think it comes across on the plate.
Yeah, that's great. And you certainly have worked at a number of fine restaurants here across Southern Arizona.
So many fine restaurants.
And I understand after earning your undergraduate degree in sculpture.
Yeah, I use that every day.
You traveled to Italy to study art history and get a restaurant job. Tell me about that history.
Boy, you did all kinds of searching, didn't you?
You know, this is On the Menu Live. We are bringing the wisdom of the restaurant scene to our listeners.
That's great. Yeah, I lived in Italy after I finished my undergraduate degree and with the intent of getting a restaurant job. And, well, that doesn't work out so well. It's pretty hard to get a work permit in Italy.
Understand.
But I think you can learn an awful lot just by eating and seeing what there is to be had. And I felt pretty good about it. I would do it again in a heartbeat.
Oh, that's great. I think I would probably do that myself. Listen, yeah. We do have a caller who is calling in to talk to Chef Doug Levy of Feast. Michelle is on the line. Welcome to On the Menu Live, Michelle.
Thank you.
Well, so the chef is here.
Hi.
Hi, Michelle.
I was wondering what you were saying about the menu, but first let me say my husband and I are big fans of the restaurant.
Thank you.
But one of the things that sometimes happens when the menu changes so frequently is there's something we'd seen that we wanted and we didn't get in time. So I was wondering if someone does have a favorite and they come in and make a request for something that's sort of on an older menu, do you meet those requests ever?
I am so glad you asked that. It's almost like it's almost like I asked you to call and ask that question. Because in the summertime, that's our sort of seasonal gimmick, is that we honor requests all summer long. So at the beginning of the summer, I send out an email to everyone on our list and say, what do you want us to make? And they all send back emails saying this and this and this and this. And each week we honor 5 to 6 of those requests for a week at a time. But even if you can't make it, then we're flexible. We when it's not crazy catering season, you can make advance arrangements, and we'll run your favorite dish as a special one night.
Wow, that's great.
Now, Michelle, let me ask you this, Michelle, are you still on the line?
Uh huh.
So if you were going to now, you said you and your husband are big fans of the restaurant. So if you and your husband were going to ask the chef to create a favorite meal of yours tonight, what would your request be?
Oh my gosh, that's too hard.
I'm putting you on the spot.
You are. I mean, I had something there not too long ago that was the short rib sandwich. I can't remember the details of it. I'm sure you do.
Oh, short rib sandwich. Oh yeah.
I'm in favor of a short rib sandwich.
Let's get it done. Let's get it done, Chef.
Okay.
There's something actually that I'm totally forgetting that my husband loved and got like 3 times when it was on the menu. It was like can't remember what it was called. It was sort of wrapped in a parchment.
Wrapped vegetables. In parchment, yeah. With vegetables.
Yeah, maybe parchment is even the wrong word.
I don't know.
We're gonna do a parchment segment, I think, next week.
There you go. Parchment.
Michelle, thank you for inspiring our editorial calendar here.
All parchment menu.
Thanks so much.
Hey,
thanks for calling, Michelle.
So you mentioned catering. I mean, how you've got this busy restaurant and you've got this catering product. Tell us about that.
Well, we're lucky enough to have a kitchen that's pretty much the size of our dining room. Mm-hmm. So it's big by restaurant standards. The average is probably about 25% the size of your dining room. So with all that space, we can really do a lot of catering. So we do holiday parties and weddings and, you know, everything in between, office parties and openings and...
Great.
We do parties from the smallest party we've done so far is for 2. That was lovely. It was in a partially built home, and it was their anniversary, and they were building a new house, and we did a little catered event for them.
Lovely.
And then the biggest, we did a grand opening for someone that was 600 people. So
wow.
Yeah.
Good for you.
In between.
Good for you. So you're giving everybody a chance to really experience this special menu.
Yeah, I
that's
should
great. Hope. Yeah, absolutely.
Well, actually, a lot of our catering is custom menu anyway. We'll sit down with people and create something
beautiful, is the way it should be.
Yeah.
So what's going on? You're doing some in the 2009 program in the summertime. You're still involved with that. Tell
all
our listeners
the Tucson
what you
Originals
have.
Do it, and we are proud members of Tucson Originals.
Excellent.
I'm the vice president. Every Tucson Original offers a special this summer that's $20.09. Goes from Memorial Day through Labor Day. Ours is two glasses of wine and two appetizers and $20.09.
Two glasses of wine and two appetizers for $20.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah, it's a value.
Come in the feast and take advantage of that. Now, I understand the word is out, Chef Levy.
Yes.
That you are going to be offering a full bar.
I know we've been such a wine place for so long, but. The time has come, and we're firing up the real bar license. We'll have cocktails and that sort of thing as well.
Congratulations! Now,
yeah.
I hear something about a cocktail that you've kind of playing around with the recipe now that sounds to me like true romance.
Yeah,
tell our listeners.
Oh, is that the one we were talking about
yeah.
before the BLT?
Yeah.
It's a BLT. It's a tomato juice and vodka with a lettuce juice float. And a bacon swizzle stick, and a couple of croutons on a little, I don't know. Maybe we'll do the plastic sword thing.
We'll you got to start somewhere.
Goes. Yeah,
a lettuce juice float.
Yeah,
and a bacon.
I just made a
swizzle.
Batch of lettuce juice today. It's delicious.
Did you bring any samples?
I should
strike
have.
Strike one, Chef.
I wasn't
Levy.
Thinking.
So full bar's coming now. Of course, your wine. List a lot of people have talked about, and you can actually come in and enjoy a bottle of wine with your entree, or go in there, pick up a bottle, take it home with your.
Absolutely, there's a hefty list. I think we just got our fourth, maybe it's our fifth year in a row of Award of Excellence from the Wine Spectator.
Congratulations! Not
Thank
an
you.
Easy thing to do.
Yeah,
wow.
I know.
Yeah, that's great.
And we're. We're really pleased with the list, but we're excited about the cocktails, too.
Great. As are all of our listeners are. And,
yeah.
and you expect that to be blessed and approved, and the ribbon is going to be cut at the new bar when?
We should be doing that sometime in August, before the end of the month. Yeah,
before the end of
August.
Okay, so they're going to start lining up.
Yeah.
Remind everybody exactly where you are located.
The address is 4122 East Speedway. We're about halfway between Alvernon and Columbus on the south side of Speedway. And we're a tiny little place, but we're lovable.
Absolutely.
Small but mighty.
And and can you do you have a website? People can log on and see what you're serving?
It's www.eatatfeast.com.
Eatatfeast.com. And your hours of operation?
We're open from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. every day except Monday.
Okay, great.
Got to be closed sometime.
And that sort of is the typical Monday, restaurants are closed. A lot of them are closed on Monday.
Well,
give
you
yourself a break.
Got to be closed sometime.
Right,
so.
Which gives us, backyard chefs a chance to roll up our own sleeves.
There
and,
you go.
And copy what
you
do.
What do you
want
to do after a big long Monday of getting back to work, but roll up your sleeves and start cooking?
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, maybe not.
Well, listen, we have a trivia question that Chef Levy is going to offer, so get your dialing fingers ready. The number to call is 529-3508, 529-3508, if you think you have the answer to this question.
Well, full bar or not, we do have a substantial wine list. How many bottles within 20?
We'll be kind in terms of a range.
Within a range. How many bottles of wine are on our wine list?
Yeah, the word was substantial, so that's a little bit of a clue. Again,
Here's
how many bottles are on the Feast wine list? Call 529-3508 if you think you know the answer for a chance to win lunch for two at Feast. We'll be right back.
Over 2,000 fine wines to complement your meal. Experience the very best. You deserve it. This is Bob McMahon. Join me at my place, McMahon's Prime Steakhouse, Swan and Fort Lowell.
The biggest mistake in marketing and public relations is when people talk about what their products and services do, when they really should be talking about how they solve problems for their customers. That's what it takes to earn public trust in you and your organization. At Russell Public Communications, we work with clients all over the country to develop and implement effective PR strategies that earn their public's trust. Whether it's staging national press conferences, developing compelling and creative marketing campaigns, launching new products, or securing valuable media exposure, Russell Public Communications provides a depth of industry knowledge and real-world experience that is second to none. Find out how to put a Madison Avenue twist on your marketing campaign without leaving Tucson. Visit www.russellpublic.com or call us today at 232-9840. That's 232-9840. Russell Public Communications. Creative campaigns that connect, compel, and convert.
The Danish wine sensation, Svend Wine, has arrived in North America. Whether you're a devoted wine enthusiast or a casual wine drinker, enhance every wine experience with Svend Wine. Relying on European technology, Svend Wine maximizes the potential of every wine by aerating and decanting in one simple step. By circulating your wine through Svend Wine's patented helix, the wine's full potential is instantly realized. From your 1972 Chateau Lafite to your supermarket find, Svend Wine brings every bottle to life. There's no need to agonize over hours of decantation or grow frustrated with messy aerating devices. Simply attach Svend Wine to your bottle and taste the difference. Pick up your Svend Wine at BevMo or online at svendwine.com. That's www.svendwine.com. Svend Wine, think outside the bottle.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. I am Matt Russell with Russell Public Communications, sitting across the owner and chef of Feast Restaurant. Chef Doug Levy is in the house.
Thanks so much.
So I believe we have a caller who thinks she knows the right answer to the question, how many bottles of wine are on the wine list at Feast? And Sue, you are on the menu live. Welcome, Sue.
Thank you.
Let me ask you this, Sue. Where are you calling from today?
I'm in Tucson.
What part of town?
On the east side.
On the east side. So we have an east side listener. That's always good to know where our listeners are. And the chef is here, and he is ready to consider your response.
Okay, well, I'm only guessing, so I'm going to say 70.
Oh, I'm afraid you're more than a little low.
Oh, darn. Okay.
But it was a great try.
You know, the boards are all lit up, but hang up and try again, and maybe you give it another shot. Okay.
Great, thanks. Okay, bye.
Thanks for calling. We've got John on the line. Welcome to On the Menu Live, John.
How are you, Matt? First, let me say, what a great show tonight.
Wow. Thank you. Thank you, John. Let me ask you this. Where are you calling from?
I'm in my car, northbound on Wilmot.
Northbound on Wilmot. We got a northbound. We got an east side. This show is reaching all corners of the world, Chef. So I think the guess was 70-something, and the chef gave us a little clue that that's pretty low. Now, think substantial. This is a pretty good wine list. John, what is your guess?
360.
Well, I certainly thank you for your guess, and it's flattering, but it's still remarkably low.
Remarkably low, John.
My.
Have you been to Feast, John?
I haven't, but I can guarantee you I'm going after tonight's show.
That's what we like to hear on the menu live. Thanks for calling, and give it another shot if you think you know what it takes.
You bet.
Okay, our third caller on the line is Laura. Laura, welcome to On the Menu Live.
Hi.
Where are you calling from?
Oh, I'm calling from the east side also.
Two east siders and a northbound.
Yeah.
We're doing well. I want to hear from some south siders, but Laura thinks she knows the answer, so she hopes there's no more callers. We've had a guest of 70-something. We've had a guest of 360, all still, you know, a low. So, Laura, what say you?
I'm going to say 500.
What do you think?
Well,
Matt?
You know, you could call.
It's pretty close. It's getting there.
It's pretty close. We've got to stay in a 20-bottle range, and you're still a little bit low. But hang up and dial back.
Oh, okay.
Thanks.
Bye.
I think we've got another caller on the line who thinks they know the answer, and we've got Lori on the line. Lori, welcome to On the Menu Live. Is Lori on the line?
Yes, and I'm on the east side.
East Side. All right, so we've got to check our signal.
I guess I need to open a place on the East Side.
Yes, this is focus group data for you,
yeah, I like
Chef.
This.
Okay, so Lori, you know, we're still a little bit low at 500, but I think the chef is saying within 20 bottles.
Within 20 would be good, and you're getting you're a lot closer.
Okay, 700.
Ah, you are over. That's over. Even more flattering.
So so 500 is a little low. 700 is pretty high. So hang up and dial back.
Thank you.
Okay, we've got another caller waiting to talk to the chef who thinks she is going to get lunch for two at Feast. Gail, welcome to On the Menu Live.
Hi, I'm representing the South Side.
Yay! So you don't have to open down there. Right?
Nice. Thanks for representing, Gail.
So, Gail, what do you think? If you're within 20 bottles of wine, you're going to Feast.
I'm going to say 549.
She's within 20 bottles.
Yay!
We have 531 bottles.
We have
on
a
our
winner,
list.
And it's Gail. Gail, let me ask you this. Before I let you go and give all of your information to Mark so we can get that gift certificate to you, have you been to Feast yet, Gail?
I have never been to Feast, but I'm going regardless of whether I won or not.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I wouldn't have thought we could fit 531 bottles in there. It's not that big a place, but
I'm shocked.
It's 531, and he's got, you know, from what I've seen, it's a very affordable, competitively priced list. I think the highest priced wine on the menu is
there's
pretty
some
big wines,
stuff
yeah.
on there for
but every there's a wine range, for everybody's budget, everybody's taste. So Gail, thanks again for listening to On the Menu Live and for calling in. And if you hang out for just a couple of seconds, Mark is going to collect all of your information, and we're going to get that over to you.
Thank you very much. I love the show.
Thank you so much for listening in, Gail, and we'll talk to you next week, I hope.
Thank you, Gail.
So 531 bottles of wine for this, as you say, tiny little place.
I know. That's a long song if you sing 531 bottles of wine on the wall.
I bet you have.
I haven't sung it all the way through, but we do have a big wall of wine in the dining room.
That's beautiful. So we're about ready to hit the end of July. So you want to tell our listeners about some of the things that you've got up your sleeve for August?
Sure. Yeah, we change the menu every month on the first Tuesday of the month. So August has got some of our regulars' favorites on there. We do a mean crawfish etouffee, and that'll be returning. And then there will be some new things. We're doing a vegetarian dish, a corn pudding served over a saute of artichokes, red onion, kale, and River Road Gardens peppers that we get from River Road Gardens.
Man.
Very excited about that. We're doing a Napoleon of phyllo squares with goat cheese mascarpone, grilled peaches, and wild boar bacon. Just like Mom used to make.
I'm right with you.
Every Thursday.
You got me. You had me at boar,
yeah.
Chef.
Yeah. And then, you know, we'll have a lot of our regular things. The one thing that never comes off the menu, in spite of it changing every month, is the Feast grilled cheese sandwich, which is when we did take it off, there was just too much flack, so we put it right back on and left it alone.
And that's not a kid menu thing? That is something legitimate for the adult?
The cheese itself is what's grilled. So it's seared halloumi cheese, which is a sheep's milk, a Cyprian sheep's milk cheese. We sear the cheese and serve it with honey roasted eggplant and tomato and shaved red onion on a French roll.
Oh, that's beautiful. That's artistry in motion.
Yeah.
Well, we've got just about a minute left. We're really appreciative of your coming in and chatting with us about Feast.
Again, I'm really appreciative of your letting me in. It's wonderful.
That's
Thanks
great.
For having me.
And remind
this.
Everybody again where you're located quickly.
4122 East Speedway between Alvernon and Columbus.
Chef Doug Levy from Feast, I want to say thank you. And thank you to Dean Greenberg at Surreal for being such a great host to my wife and all of our friends a couple weeks ago. Of course, Gilberto Molina from Casa Molina. And congratulations to him for having such a great margarita. Our old friend Jessica Nenedick from Alliance Beverage talking tequila. And, of course, with Chef Doug Levy from Feast. I want everybody to know that we have great restaurants in Tucson. The Tucson Originals, a fantastic organization. I am telling you to go out to eat tonight. Make it a great week, and I will see you next Thursday on The Menu Live.
Local talk at its best.
Real talk is what this is.
AM 1330, KJLL, South Tucson.